6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We have the Power Mall end of summer sale going on right now, 10%. If you spend less than 100 bucks, you get 10% off your tab. You spend less than 200, you get 15% off your tab. If you spend more than 200, you get 20% off your tab. It's a great way to incentivize. Gotta love that. No need for code at checkout. Sales on current items all in stock while supplies last. And, of course, we have plenty of the dog bedding spray and Silver Shield sanitizer. You can put me down for two of each from Silver Botanical Products. Raymond D'Amico is going to be there. He's one of the co-founders. He's going to be talking about all of the Silver Shield products that we have in stock. I use the deodorant. I love it. Sometimes I forget a day, skip a day. It still works. I'm telling you. And you should stock up on it while you can, because nobody likes hanging around stinky people when there's a power outage. Oh, my. Anyway, our end of summer sale ends August 31st. Dropship products excluded, of course. And besides Raymond D'Amico at the bottom of this hour talking about Silver Shield, Silver Botanical Products, we've got Dr. Mark Sherwood, who Sherwood is a former gubernatorial candidate, warning Americans they have to hold fast to their constitutional rights. The pandemic and all of that good stuff. He's a ran for governor in Oklahoma. I guess he did not win the primary. But he'll be joining us at the top of, or at the bottom of next hour, rather. And so, you know, we try to have a little food for thought for everybody. I was talking to a business friend and partner of mine who operates businesses out of Florida and North Carolina. The people he knows are telling him they are stocking up on food, guns, and ammo, and dollar bills, and $5 bills, and silver. Why would they be doing that unless they thought something was going to happen? And when my partner, business partner, asked them why they were doing it, the answer most commonly given: we are preparing for what we think is going to be another civil war. Again, we're starting to hear it. And, of course, we don't know that it's not fear-mongering by both sides of the aisle to try to force the economy. And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to give an example, because everybody likes stories. Y2K. Seriously, everybody thought the computers were going to roll over to 999999 and all of a sudden the system's gone. Electricity was going to stop. Everything was going to stop. And the thing is that computers were, what, only 5 years really in existence at the time? But yet everything was tied into computers, and the story we were being fed was everything is going to fall apart as soon as the midnight 2000 gets here. And, of course, everybody fearing what might happen, that has the mindset that a lot of our listeners do, including me. I admit it. I did it. I went and got 5 gallon buckets like nobody's business. I mean, like 100 of them. And I went to the local food store that had bulk stuff for sale, like rice and beans and flour and sugar and salt, and you can buy them in the 50-pound bag. And I was filling up and buying desiccant crystals and filling up containers like nobody's business. And I had a wall, a whole room, as a matter of fact, in my rental property stocked with all sorts of food. Well, as you know, Y2K came along, nothing happened. So was it just ignorance, or was it deliberate? Because in the last quarter of 1999, there was an uptick in sales of food storage. Now, wonder why that was. People were fear motivated, maybe. Not going to take any chances no matter what. Better be safe than sorry. You know, all the adages. So, again, we're starting to hear similar comments from our back channels. And they're saying if you don't have at least something, silver, dollars, gold coins, lots of food, 2-year food supply minimum. And people are panicking because it's kind of hard unless you go through some of these bioengineered websites that sell this stuff. And we'll do it on a payment plan. So if you're on a fixed income and you're trying to stock up on 25-year shelf life foods, which a lot of people just flat out don't want to do. Nope, we'd rather go to the grocery store and just buy that extra can of chili or buy that extra can of beans or buy that extra bag of rice. And, you know, while we can, you got to look at all the starch you are consuming as part of your diet. So if you're going to plan any kind of a diet like that, you might want to consider looking at the calorie content, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, this is what we're hearing. I don't want to fearmonger. You know, I like preparing. I think it's a good idea to get back to the way things used to be. That's one of the reasons why, you know, when we start talking about unpleasantries like this, the phones light up. Hey, I love you guys. Chance in West Virginia, how you doing today?
Yes, hello, Dave. I'd like your opinion on something. I think I just had a Francis Scott Key moment.
Did you?
I'd like to make a proposal to change our national song. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here comes. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me want to go home.
There you have it. That sounds like a Banana Republic song.
There, exactly. That's the reason why I chose it. God bless you too, sir.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Chance. I love it when the audience brings their own material. Patrice in Ohio, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Well, last week you had Dr. Levine on, who I
sure did. Uh-huh.
But he never gave us his opinion on my statement, which had to do with the evilness in the world. He just never commented, and I just found it kind of odd that he just wouldn't even go there regarding mental health, the social, cultural, political, psychological things that are going on. And yesterday when you had that Randall Bach on,
right,
regarding the Zika, he kind of was giving, you know, all the people a pass as to what their intentions are regarding the pandemic and what they're doing.
Well, understand, Patrice, where he's coming from.
When people wake up, it's evil. It's just evil.
I get it.
People
I get
are
it.
Evil.
Yep, I get it. And the thing is that he's in Massachusetts, which is a blue state. I brought it up. You're in a blue state. You have a mindset. He has and had a hard time wrapping his head around depopulation. I totally understand because of where he's at. It's like when I interviewed Dr. Naomi Wolf, total diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. But I still love the woman. Why? Because, one, she's a journalist and a constitutionalist, and she believes in freedom of speech. And I said, you know what? As long as we stay on that path, we're going to be fine. Because we're at least having this conversation, which is something that when you try to drag another meaning out of people that they can't get their head around, that's this cognitive dissonance kicking in, Patrice. And this is what happens. When you have cognitive dissonance is you just don't want to accept reality that we are in a war with Satan, that the evilness is coming out, that there are people that are being motivated by the other side, by the dark side, that think that they're better. They think we own the world. God is taking his hedge of protection off because everybody's turned their faith away from God and put their faith in government. Well, you see, that's their thought process. That's not ours. We don't have to buy into that garbage. You know that. I know that. So, you know, because neither one of these guys want to comment on that. It's because I think their belief system is operating out of a different pattern at the present time. Would that make sense? Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, but first of all, he said, I didn't understand the question. It's like, there was no question.
I know. You were making a comment. You said that. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's like they even, this is how we even change the language of, you can't even admit whether something's a statement or a question. Is it any wonder there's no dialogue that goes on?
Well, you know, good point. Good point made. You know, there is. And I mean, we have a dialogue here because we understand that freedom of speech, no matter what your comment, we can agree to disagree, or we can totally agree.
Absolutely.
Or we can totally disagree. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this show.
Yeah, we're supposed to debate it. That's how you work these things out.
Correct. Boy, you should have been. Why didn't you run for office?
Yeah, well.
No, you sound like somebody.
Any of them.
I don't trust it.
Any of them. And I don't know. We got to get rid of so many people before we go there.
Yeah, I get that, too. And the thing is we have to really start with our community first. We have to go local. I don't see any other way around it. We have to start looking inward. I mean, this is, you know, I was at a Texas Nationalist meeting last night, and that's all they could talk about was looking inward. Buy local. Build local. Connect local. That's the only way you're going to survive.
I've said it before that like-minded people are going to gravitate towards each other. That's
You're absolutely right, ma'am.
It's going to be pockets of community who will, to get through, will barter, who we won't even use money. We'll take ourselves out of the system. You got to unplug.
You do, and a lot of people will, and I think a lot of people are waiting to do that. By the way, did you know that Biden? Go ahead.
It only takes 3%. I thought it took tipping point a little bit more. It only takes 3% to be the catalyst for change. 3%. 3%.
Yeah, it's amazing that you should come up with that figure.
3%.
Yep. Guess what? 3% was the tea tax that King George was charging the colonists, and 3% tea tax is what started the Revolutionary War. So it's funny you should mention that number.
Yeah, but apparently and it comes from a psychological profile, okay? Not spiritual, not anything else. Yeah,
right.
3%, human behavior. Yeah, so we can do it.
Well, we can and we will. I really do believe that we're going to overcome this. And, you know, I was just talking to some friends of mine as, you know, we were getting the show started here about the economic state of things. And I do believe what you said about the barter network is going to be bigger than dealing with the banks. And if you look at what happened in Ireland when they tried to digitize the system over there, the Irish basically said, okay, enough's enough, and they went and closed all their bank accounts, and the banks realized, oh, no. See, what they don't realize is that a lot of Americans don't like the banking system. They don't trust the banking system. They know all about it. They're smarter than the banking system, and they do everything in the underground economy, and when you raise taxes, the underground economy takes off like a rocket. And it's been proven time after time after time, and people resort to barter and paying for things in cash. And they're not going to tolerate having everything being digitized. There will be running the banks like nobody's business. I predict that.
Absolutely. No, they're not going to get away with this. There's enough of us who will not it ain't going to happen. And it doesn't have to be a civil war.
No, it doesn't. Well, we don't want it
to be. They just want us all to do their dirty work for them and kill each other.
Well, you see, and that's, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why. I mean, if you've looked at the naval fleet's positioning right now, they've got British nuclear submarines at the North Pole, and Putin is very much aware of it. You know, if he threatened to use nukes, you know, we've got people out there predicting that half the world's population is going to be gone in 10 years. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people retiring, and you look at the cycle, and you look at depopulation, you look at the vaccine programs, you look at the fact that women are being told don't have kids. People are looking at the affordability of having children and saying, I don't think so. And now Biden, according to Daily Caller, is shifting his abortion attention, and now he wants to focus on men. Men, you all need to go out and have vasectomies. How would you like
that? That's all I saw on when this whole thing went down on Facebook. All these liberal, well, I say liberal women, whatever, the for abortion were like, okay, men, you're going to have to get a vasectomy now.
Yep.
It's all on you now.
Yep. Yep.
No, it wouldn't be, you know, abstinence and have self-control.
Yeah, thank you for that, because they don't. They want to be able to go copulate. Yeah, they want to copulate on the subways and copulate anywhere they feel like it because, hey, man, it's free love. You know, unfortunately,
well, yeah,
there's,
abortion
there's a consequence
is a form of birth control to these people.
Correct. But it's also, you know, a means to depopulate the earth. And you know what happens when nobody's reproducing? Then all of a sudden everybody dies off and then there is no one. And then there's nobody to serve the whims and cater to the whims of the elites, and the elites will end up dead.
Well, they think robots are going to do all their work.
Nah, that ain't happening either. I'm sorry. AI cannot account for, you know, we have human traits and human condition that AI cannot duplicate. I don't care what they say.
Oh, I agree, but they're delusional. They're delusional. And
they are.
Satan is deluding their mind. And
we know this.
Pretty successful.
Well, keep praying for things to happen and take action, because it's the Greek word pistis, right out of the Bible. It says to take action in your local community and do something positive. Make a difference. Got to run. Calls are stacking up. Patrice, you have yourself a wonderful day. Dave in New York, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Dave. Synchronicities, okay? I mean, they happen to me all the time, and I just happen to, digging through stuff, find a program from September 15th of 2015, and it was hour three. And it was Brandy Vaughn, and she told a story on air, which is going to, if you hear it now, it's going to be rather sobering, because the technology that was used against her set Joyce back in her heels. She goes, you know, I thought I had a bad at times. I don't even really understand how you can deal with all this. But it's quite you've got to turn everything over to God. We're not going to be able to do this by ourselves. Okay, there's when America, the Tocqueville or whatever his name was, came over here and wanted to know how so many different nationalities and countries could get together. He couldn't understand how could all that happen without there being continued chaos. Remember, and he finally determined when America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. We've turned our back against God, and I say we, not as we, but I mean as a general society, there's no way out of this but without getting deep into God. We've got to, you know, even as far as swearing goes, you can't be a double-minded man. If you walk into a room and you use language that you wouldn't use in front of a woman, then you're a double-minded man. You've got to control. You can fight back and get your true self and not go along with the world. You talk to somebody and every other word out of adjective is a swear word. Don't hang around with them.
Well, the Bible even says that, Dave. Yeah, it says not to hang out with people that cause you to stumble.
Let me just, because they play on our emotions. Now, it was either on Laughing or the Smothers Brothers. I think the guy's name was Henry Gibson. At least that was his actual name.
Oh, that
name.
Was Laughing. Yeah, that was Laughing. Henry Gibson.
Okay, well, let me just give you, you know, just a thing that I sort of made up, you know, basically. and I'll just do him doing it. If sticks and stones could break your bones, but names could never hurt you, then getting pissed from being dissed, your sanity deserts you. Think about it. That's when everything changed, for sure. When people, you didn't use your directional, now you're going to get shot at. I mean,
yeah.
They got people thinking emotionally, and they're putting the original sticks and stones really was quite the thing, because you don't, the fun we used to have calling each other names, you know what I mean, just goofing around. Nobody was serious, you know what I mean? Nobody's feelings got hurt. But now you do it, and you say something like that on the radio even right now.
Yeah, times have changed.
Yeah, I could go to jail right now. I could go to jail right now just for telling you that, okay? But yeah. God is on my side, okay?
There you have it. We know that. Thank you, sir, for your illustrious commentary. I like your poem, by the way. It's like I said, I love it when the audience brings their own material. I love it. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just fine. I hope you aren't. And just a real quick statement or question.
Go ahead.
So how do you think they're going to fix the steel up in Wyoming today?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I got two news stories out of that. And right now you've got a lot of Democrats that are refusing to do that, you know, crossover voting. There aren't enough Democrats in Wyoming, I believe, to sustain something like that. And the Republicans up there have had enough of her. You know, I was just going to comment before we went to break about something Brighteon posted. Here's the full plan to take down America. Can it be stopped? That to me sounds like grandstanding. And of course, this happens all the time. I'm thinking Liz Cheney has come to the end of her political career because of all of this. I hope you do, too. Kevin, thanks so much for your call. God bless you, sir. Glad you reached out. We're going to be back with Raymond D'Amico after this short break. Talk about Silver Botanical products here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, will you stay with us, please? Love you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lycee, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, August 16, 2022, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, you know, what goes under your pits, what goes on your dog, how you sanitize your house. I'll tell you, this is something that I found interesting because I got an email from Marjorie Wildcraft talking about all the toxic chemicals in our house that make us sick. And I thought, don't we have something rather naturopathic that works better than all those toxic chemicals we have under the kitchen sink? We sure do. We have Raymond D'Amico, co-founder of Silver Botanical Products, here on the line with us to talk about what we have a lot of at the Power Mall as part of our sale, end of summer sale. This is a time to stock up because you can get percentages off. And, of course, I just got a dog, so I just said put me down for two of the dog and bedding sprays and two of the Silver Shield sanitizers. I guess we need to focus first off, if we're talking about the dog and bedding spray for those that have animals, you can't really use it on cats, or can you?
All right, Dave, thanks for having me, Dave. Yeah, well, you know, you can use it on cats, and some people do, but there are things that, you know, probably, technically, you know, you go and you look these things up, there are certain things that cats should stay away from. One of them is anything to do with citrus oils, and also things like peppermint. These things are, they're generally not good for cats. Dogs, they're a little more like us in that they have different, they have kind of similar metabolic pathways. It isn't entirely true when it comes to certain things, but cats, they're more different, you could say. And so, yeah, citrus oils, things like peppermint, they should avoid. And in the Silver Shield dog and bedding spray, there is a bit of lemon oil and there's a bit of peppermint.
I got a question about that now that you mentioned it. When, if you spray the dog with it, I mean, that's, you can spray the dog with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's for. Yep.
Now let's talk about fleas. They don't like those chemicals, do they?
Well, you know, it's one of these things where if we're to, the EPA allows you to call something a pesticide, et cetera, if you go through different tests and all this stuff, and it's a pathway you have to, that takes, you know, thousands of dollars to go down to sort of get certain things proven. But, you know, I could say that basically the product is, it's good for deterring pests, some of the things you might look up, for instance, if you're interested in this aspect of things, is geranium and cedarwood. And basically all the essential oils there, they're pretty renowned for some of these abilities. But, you know, we really don't say that it's a pesticide per se or
like that. But I'm just saying that fleas, I thought that fleas generally didn't like peppermint oil.
I don't think they do. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, but I mean, we're exchanging thought processes here. Freedom of speech is still allowed if you people are listening to this conversation right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I said put me down for two, Power Hour J, and two of the Silver Shield sanitizer too, because we just can't get enough of that to keep the house clean. And here's the thing, folks, when you're out there shopping over the weekend and you want to stock up, you get 20% off if you spend more than $200. This is a good time also to stock up on the sanitizer, which is in a 12-ounce spray bottle, right?
Yeah, it is. So both the Silver Shield dog and bedding spray and the Silver Shield sanitizer, they're both in 12-ounce spray bottles with a fine mist sprayer, a trigger sprayer.
Yeah, I think I got one of those. I'm pretty sure I do, and my wife loves it. It's great for cleaning off surfaces and various other things. I haven't tried using it on the floor yet, but, you know, as far as surfaces, like you're going to eat off of and, you know, the dining room table, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to work real well for that.
I use Silver Shield sanitizer on my wood cutting board all the time.
There's an idea.
It's pretty perfect for that too, because it's not toxic. So this is stuff that one way or another you will be ingesting bits of. So, you know, it's you wouldn't want to use something obnoxious, you know, something that's artificial, synthetic, and also it really does the job of treating that surface pretty well, and it doesn't flavor anything either, because it's like the thing with essential oils is they're not perfumes, so they don't linger. They're not designed to just make something smell indefinitely. I mean, you know, this is one of my things. You know, when it comes to fragrances, they are about one of the most obnoxious things I can think of, and they just sort of really agitate my nose. But in any case, like with the essential oils, they do smell wonderful. There is something nice about them that isn't like those fragrances, but they don't last forever. So if you use this on a cutting board, it's not like, oh, it tastes like the sanitizer. It doesn't. So it's a good property.
Well, and the thing is, too, is that a lot of people, when they're cleaning cutting boards, actually cut a lemon in half and rub it all over the surface of the cutting board, I hear. My wife's done it. So, you know, you're telling me the Silver Shield sanitizer has some lemon oil in it?
The Silver Shield sanitizer, there isn't lemon oil in it in particular. There is lemongrass, though, and I can tell you here. There's lemon myrtle and lemongrass in it. So there are things that have somewhat of a lemony flavor. You might be mistaken to think there is lemon in it, but there isn't.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, cats do like lemongrass. I know, because I had one, and he couldn't stay away from the plant. We would put a plant there, and it's like, you bought that for me. I mean, he would look at me, literally give me that look, like, you bought that for me. So, you know, I know they like lemongrass. Cats just absolutely go bananas over it. Yeah, I know. They're characters, I'm telling you. And I'm not really a cat person. He adopted me. I didn't adopt him. But, you know, he was one of these big, you know, fluffy Maine Coons, and everybody loves Maine Coons. Those things are probably the friendliest that there is. And then the little critter had a personality that beat the band. But anyway, so here's the good thing, folks. The Silver Shield sanitizer and the dog and bedding spray, we have a lot of, and you need to buy some of that, especially to put, at least get a couple of them and keep them for back stock while you can, because at the end of summer sale, I mean, this is totally cool, getting 20% off the bill. So, you know, this is the time to stock up. When we're talking about the deodorant spray, you know, both my wife and I use it. We love it. Absolutely love it. I sometimes skip a day. It still works. No matter whether I'm outside sweating like crazy. What is so unique about this? And see, I'm not worried about the aluminum anymore. I actually feel healthier because I'm gotten away from all that mainstream store bought stuff that's got aluminum in it. Big difference between the two. Go ahead and I'll let you give me the scientific version of this now.
Yeah, it's one of these things that I experienced when I kind of started using a Silver Shield deodorant. There was a bit of a transition period, and then it seemed like my underarms were kind of reconditioned after a little while. In a couple of ways, they just didn't smell as much anymore as like I was used to. And yes, it's on account of the deodorant working that long for so many days, but it's something else, because after a while, it's weird. I kind of, something happened where I just didn't begin smelling as much any longer in a somewhat permanent way. So it's strange. I couldn't tell you what that's all about, but there's also, the sweating. So before, you know, with aluminum based antiperspirants and things, they create this weird pattern of sweating. So you plug up the pores with the aluminum based, you know, store brand stuff, and then those plugs wear out, and then you start to sweat in an unnatural way. And so you keep you get in this vicious use cycle of having the product. It's like a physical addiction where you're going to the product, stop smelling, to stop sweating, and then it only has this period of time, and then, you know, you're constantly in this relationship with the product, having to use it. And Silver Shield deodorant is not like that. If anything, you end up using less of it over time, it would seem. And it seems to return you to what is a healthy, normal sweat pattern, if I could say so. And it's that's been my experience with it personally. So it's a weird thing. So on the one hand, you definitely have a very bizarre artificial product at the store. And they literally, when you go and you look at any perspirants at the store, they have a panel out that says drug facts. Because they don't really hide the fact that this thing is changing the way your body functions. They're saying that the product is a drug. So, you probably want to avoid the conventional brands at the store. That's my opinion. And there's definitely better alternatives out there that work and don't make you sweat profusely and don't make you smell bad. So we're pretty proud of the Silver Shield deodorant because it seems to hit the mark.
Now, wasn't this the very first thing that way back in 2010 when you and Dean DeWolf founded Silver Botanicals, this was kind of the lead character in your whole game plan, right?
Yeah, and it came from the very fact that, when we go to stores to try and find this very thing, you know, the natural deodorant that worked, it didn't seem to be available. And so it was kind of a challenge of sorts. For Dean, being a chemist, he thought, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. And he basically worked out like something like 50-some-odd formulas, and ultimately the one that we have had since, you know, 2011, roughly, has worked quite well. And we've actually improved it over time to be for skin sensitivity and trying to make it something that is not irritating people, because this is one of these things. Some people they'll tell you I have an allergy to baking soda, they'll say, which is a funny thing because it's not like an immune system response that one would get to baking soda. It is like a contact dermatitis thing where they're actually getting like agitated. So the way to get there's a graceful way to buffer that and make it such that, you know, you have a product that is not agitating to the skin. And this is where a decent amount of work has gone within the past years. And so the state that we have the deodorants at this point is very good. We have the sensitive skin versions. And if anyone's wanting to start out or try our deodorant, I would recommend starting there. And then you can always step up the strength if you go to the original, which is the green. So sensitive is the blue. And then there's yet another sensitive skin, which is the pink one. That's the floral scent one, and that one's just got a light little scent of jasmine and ylang-ylang, some sort of nice uplifting floral notes. And so that's pretty much where the work has gone lately on the deodorant.
Well, and I know that, you know, if you go to the store, you're women, you're going to the store, and you're getting either roll-ons or sprays. And I can tell you personally from using both, it's only like one pump or one swipe, because I've used them both. And it's like you don't have to, like I see a lot of people in the commercials and a lot of people in person, you know, especially if you're working out of the gym and somebody's out of the shower and they're finishing getting dressed and next thing you know, they got the roll-on out or the spray out and they're just hosing themselves off and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling, trying to cover every square inch, and you don't have to do that. This is the thing. You don't have to use as much of this product as you do something you buy in the store, which I think this is another reason why they make these products in the store the way they do, is because you got to use more of it.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. They know what's going on. I mean, a company like P&G, you know, they've been playing this game for, you know, ages. I mean, something like over 100 years or whatever, they've been making personal care products and all that. And so they know full well with their research, you know, what these products do to people and use patterns and all that, the habits of their consumers, et cetera. And so they're making some decisions, as far as I'm concerned, that are pretty regardless of anybody's health or otherwise. It's there's different motivations for what they're doing. But I can tell you this much, we're not doing that, and it's something that is much anathema to us.
So as far as the, you know, colloidal silver is the biggest part of this, and everybody absolutely loves your product. Everybody that's tried it is pretty much hooked on it. They haven't gone back to the store-bought stuff once they started using this, right?
Yeah, I would say so. The colloidal silver is in it, really when you know, you think maybe if you just put colloidal silver under your arms, you might get the same effect. But you know, we've done all these experiments ourselves. It doesn't quite work by itself. There's it needs like a formula that holds it all together and basically makes it something that's compatible with your skin to sit there in the first place to do its job. And that's also what the product is designing something that does that gracefully without agitation, and also, you know, we're doing it with natural ingredients. So it's not exactly the easiest thing to pull off, but, you know, surely nature provides all these solutions in the first place. So it's there. And so, yeah, that's really the concept that we take for our formulation. So, yeah, the colloidal silver is a big component, but it is also the rest of the ingredients. It is the botanical ingredients. It is the gums and the salts and such things that we've come to use with our products that really deliver the ultimate effects.
And they're not harmful. Which is interesting, because the aluminum, we know enough about it now that it is. And so this is why we have the Silver Shield deodorant in both spray and roll-on. Plus, now we also have the Silver Shield deodorant refill, which is 4 ounces, and you can fill the spray bottle or the roll-on bottle, either one, with that refill, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the same formula no matter what the applicator, and you can switch the formulas too if you want to, and it's all the same. So there's no reason to waste all this plastic, you know, in the course of using the product. You can just refill them and keep those sprayers and those rollers going for a long time, like something like years. I got a spray and bottle that I've had for probably 3 years. I just refill it, for instance, you know.
You're not using slouch products in for the delivery systems. I know that because I can tell you these roll-ons, you know, you literally don't have to turn them upside down to use them. I shake it once to coat the underside of the ball, roll it once, and that's it. I mean, this is incredible stuff. Now, this is not an infomercial, folks. We're talking some serious stuff here because we don't want anybody using aluminum on their skin because we know what it does, frankly, and we're trying to stay healthy. This is one of the reasons why, you know, as long as we're stocking up for the long term, you need to make it a point, especially if you have a dog. Here's the one thing we already know about dogs, that the more a neighborhood has, the less crime there is. We already know that because dogs serve as a warning. And so, you know, that's why we got a German Shepherd. That's about the best kind of guard dog you can have, and that's why she needs this. And so that's why I've asked to put down for two of them, because I want to make sure she's kept in supply. And as well as a sanitizer, because wherever she goes, you know, I usually see a muddy paw print or two. And, you know, she's one of these young pups that just, you know, likes to go crazy on you and love you to pieces. And so one of those things where you just, you know, got to clean the surfaces. As a matter of fact, last night, my wife was preparing some sort of hors d'oeuvre snack with cheese and pepperoni. And she went out of the room for a second, came back, and the she sees the dog on the floor eating the cheese out of the plastic wrapper. And it's like, okay, there goes my appetizer. Anyway, they'll do that. but it's just one of the strange things. And it just reminds you, if you have an animal, especially a dog, you can't be without this stuff. Because, I mean, literally, the benefits to the dog, given what we've kind of alluded to, beats the heck out of going and getting some of that stuff that I don't like every month. I have to put on the dog, back of the dog's neck, between above the neck and the shoulder blades.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just don't like putting that stuff on and spending all that money when I don't have to, on flea and tick stuff. Yeah. I have the sinking feeling, Raymond, about that.
Yeah. I'll tell you some other things in terms of of prepping and just having these sorts of materials around, you know, the product is labeled Silver Shield Dog and Bang Spray, but for instance, I will use it to spray around my ankles before I go outside in the backyard, if you catch my drift. And so there's a lot of uses, and it certainly is something that can be used on human skin. It's all the ingredients in it. They're actually very fancy ingredients. They're more expensive than you might think that you would use on a pet, but you know they're excellent for people as well. So it's not like, oh, there's just one use for the product as labeled. It's and this is where maybe looking at the ingredients, which we list on all our products pretty prominently, you begin to look at the ingredients that we use, and it might click if you were to know what those things were. It's like, oh, I can use it for this, I can use it for that. And so those two products, the Silver Shield Sanitizer and Silver Shield Dog and Bang Spray, they're both really good in terms of being a general all-purpose kind of sanitizer spray.
Well, here's the thought. My wife and I go out for coffee in the morning on our back patio, and we have a porch that overlooks our land. It's kind of like a rolling hill, and we can see the hills in the background. Mm-hmm. And at that hour of the morning when we're having coffee, we've got the mosquito light on. It really doesn't help. And I don't like using Off. That's got really serious chemicals in it. That you, frankly, I could find a substitute, it sounds like you've come up with a solution for me. So I'm going to give that a try.
And if you can spray it above your head and twirl around in it, you know, go right ahead, because you might experience some really good results.
Oh, this is a twirl around. See here, I thought I could just spray it in the air and do like women. They run into perfume, you know.
Yeah, you could just spray this in it, run through a mist of it, and you'd be all set for a little while.
Well, you know, you spray it on the ankles too, because they like to fly in low, and that's one of the things. You know, when you're out there in the morning, you just basically throw your slippers on and you're having coffee. Next thing you know, you're getting bit up.
Yeah.
So, see, folks, we're coming up with all sorts of reasons why you need to stock up on this stuff, because if you're in a two-year off-grid or down-grid situation, you're going to need a backup. So this is the time, with our end-of-summer sale going on right now, this is the time to stock up on the deodorants, on the dog and bedding spray, on the sanitizer, keep the house clean, get rid of all that nasty stuff underneath the kitchen counter, get rid of the off-bug spray, and stock up on the naturopathic stuff. This is all about your health. It's one of the reasons why we have, you know, all of our vendors on here, especially Raymond D'Amico. Are you guys still based out of Texas?
Yeah, we're in San Marcos now. We were in Austin for, you know, good 10 years pretty much, and now we're in San Marcos. So we're roughly 30 miles or so south of where we started out. We're still in Central Texas.
Yep, that's always a good thing. Been to San Marcos before, used to live there. So lovely area, and glad that you guys have moved out of the weirdness, because you know that's their big saying. Oh yeah, keep Austin weird. That's their thing, you know. So obviously we know about that, and it's about one of the more serious blue areas in the state. But at least you guys are alive and kicking, and you're making this stuff, and we have it here at the Power Mall, folks. We want you to stock up while you have the opportunity. It is not a dropship product. It's in stock, and they're going to be on sale, and you know, as long as supplies last. And just do us a favor and buy multiples of the stuff, because you need to stock up. So, like I said, put me down for two of each, there, Jay. And everybody needs to stock up while you can. All right, for obvious reasons. We've been talking about it on the show. So, anyway, Raymond, we appreciate your time out and taking time to talk to us about this. And, this is good luck with the business and everything you're doing, and we appreciate it. Godspeed in the work you do.
We appreciate you so much over there.
Well, we appreciate you too. Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you much.
God bless.
All right, there you go, folks. Raymond D'Amico, Silver Botanicals. We've got the dog and bedding spray, Silver Shield Sanitizer, the roll-on, the deodorant spray, and the refill, all available at the Power Mall. This is one of the reasons why we talk about stuff like this with our vendors, folks, is to keep you up on what's happening. And like I said, I got enlightened on a couple of different things. Interesting facet for mosquito repellent. If you don't like having to treat bug bites with Helon, and lamb cream. Maybe get some of the dog and bedding spray and try it out. I'm going to do it. You should do it. Anyway, the bottom of next hour, Dr. Mark Sherwood is going to be joining us on stopping the World Health Organization's power grab and talking about the 10th Amendment. But he's also, you have to understand, naturopathic. And we were just talking about all this stuff. Silver, obviously, is a naturopathic. And so it's one of the reasons why we love using them and why we stock them here at the Power Mall. We've taken a lot of time and energy looking for stuff that is not the same stuff you buy on the grocery store shelves. Is it a little more pricey? Yes. Should you take a chance on trying to buy it on Amazon? No. Why? Because Amazon doesn't have great guests on here, like Dr. Mark Sherwood, Raymond D'Amico, and all the other people we've had on here on the Power Hour. And so you support us when you go and buy these things. And so we appreciate you taking and making a concerted effort before the end of the month to purchase at least one, if not two, dog and bedding sprays and Silver Shield, just like I did. Just follow my lead and buy two of each. That will run us out of product, which we absolutely love when you do that, because it's while supplies last. That's the sale, folks. So I had to put in my 2 cents and order my stuff right here on the show, because I want to make sure there's some left over for moi. Hey, what can I say? We are going to be back with more news and your phone calls. We're going to talk a little bit about Liz and how she's going to lose Wyoming, as well as Smith and Wesson and how it didn't endanger your home after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.